For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. After perhaps the roughest year in memory, this month will close with perhaps a little inspiration as South Carolinians can view an astronomical event that hasn't been seen in 800 years. Jupiter and Saturn will appear to come together December 21st in what astronomers call the Great Conjunction. Martin Bowers, director of USC's Melton Observatory, explains.
As Jupiter, Saturn, and the Earth go through their orbits around the Sun, every 20 years, Jupiter passes Saturn from Earth's point of view. But usually they're much further apart than they will be this year. So this year, they will be very close together when that pass occurs. They will look almost indistinguishable, almost a double star is what it will look like.
South Carolina State Museum Planetarium Manager Liz Klimek compared the planet's orbits to a NASCAR race.
If you kind of imagine cars going around a racetrack, and Earth is a car, and Jupiter's a car, and Saturn's a car, Jupiter's going to kind of lap Saturn. And so if you're kind of standing in the center of that racetrack looking outwards, or from wherever the Earth car is, and you look outwards, one's just going to kind of appear to pass the other one. And that happens just once every 20 years.
Klimek said people can recognize the planets this way.
So starting about sunset, maybe a half hour past sunset, you'll see a star-like object in the southwest that appears to have kind of a partner not too far away. There's no other really bright stars around them, so you'll definitely see them first. It'll be pretty hard to miss.
Bowers explained why the planets have not been this close since 1226.
Because the planets are not all in the same plane exactly. So because of that, from Earth's point of view, one is above our plane and one below our plane. You've got three planets, each in its own orbit about the Sun, and they all have to align just so to get this close.
Despite the long gap, the planets' odd orbital patterns will bring them to another great conjunction in only 60 years. Bowers said it's just a coincidence that the conjunction is happening on the winter solstice. But he added that scientists at least since 17th century astronomer Johannes Kepler have speculated that this phenomenon may have been the source of the Star of Bethlehem.
Kepler was one of the first ones to speculate that perhaps a planetary conjunction might have been the star that the Magi saw. And there are various conjunctions that happened in that time frame within a few years BC. So that's been some of the speculation that perhaps that was the star, an unusual event that caught the attention of some astrologers at the time.
You know, there were other ideas thrown around, things like comets and meteors, but nothing kind of fit the description.
Klimek echoed the Christmas star hypothesis.
This is just the closest thing that fit the description, and so it's the best possible explanation. It's not definitive because, again, you need an exact date. Without pinning down that date, it's impossible to say for sure.
To make sure people have a good view, Klimek advises finding a spot in advance and practicing watching the planets.
I've been recommending that people go out on the current night if it's clear, look for Jupiter and Saturn hanging out in the southwest. You can get an idea of when and where to look, and then just go out every few nights and just watch them get closer and closer and closer together. You don't have to wait until the 21st.
The planets can be seen the rest of the month with the naked eye, although binoculars or a telescope will make the sight even more spectacular. Of course, the clouds have to cooperate as well, which is another reason to watch the planets before and after the 21st. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.